The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Today we'll be considering the topic, Exploit Via Trust in God. Exploit Via Trust in God. And our scriptural text can be found in the book of Proverbs chapter 3. And we're going to read from verse 5 to 7. Proverbs chapter 3 and from verse 5 to 7. I want us to read together. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. The Lord will bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. Just as the servant of God told us yesterday, he made us to understand that exploit is achieving what is seemingly impossible. And he also told us yesterday that exploit is doing the extraordinary. According to Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b, which is our anchor scripture for this month, the Bible says there that they that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Tell your neighbor, they that know the Lord shall be strong and shall do exploit. They that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. I want us to know tonight that God's people are characterized by three major things. Number one is by what they know. And number two is by what they have. And number three is by what they do. From the scripture I quoted earlier, that's Daniel 11:32. We could see there that Bible says that they that know their God shall be strong. That is what they are. That means they are men and women of great strength, not by physical strength, but by supernatural strength. That means they enjoy the backing of God. And it goes further to say that they shall do exploit. That means they. That's the third part of the characteristics of believers, and that's what they shall do. So it means that they that know their God, that's what I mean in terms of knowing, they shall be strong, and that is their, that is who they are. And lastly, is that they shall do exploit. And these three things, I want us to know that it distinguish a child of God from an unbeliever, because our knowledge of God is what gives us strength to be able to accomplish what is extraordinary, to be able to accomplish what is not just what ordinary people cannot accomplish, what ordinary strength cannot accomplish, what our certificate cannot give us. Our knowledge of God empowers us to be able to achieve that. And I pray that the Lord will empower us the more in the name of Jesus. I want us to also know that those who are not doing exploit for God is as a result of lack of strength. That means they are not strong. And it also means that they do not know God well enough, which is a sign of lack of trust in God. Those who are not doing exploit, it simply means that they are not strong. They are not empowered for it. Because exploit is not something that you just find on by the roadside. You don't find it by the roadside. It has to. It comes from God. It comes as a result of the empowerment that we receive through our knowledge of God. And so it's not something that you can just come by. It's not a cheap thing. It comes via knowledge. So those who are not doing exploit shows clearly that they really don't have enough knowledge of the God they serve. And as a result of that, they lack trust in God. They don't have trust in God. And that's one of the reasons why we are considering exploit via trust in God. Tell your neighbor, trust in God. Trust in God. Now, I want us to know that knowing God entails knowledge, acknowledging Him as Lord in obedience and in praise. I want to take that again. Knowing God entails acknowledging Him as Lord in obedience and in praise. And what that means is that you don't just confess that you know somebody when you are not doing, when you are not walking in obedience to what that person says. Because the passage we read, Daniel 11:32, is not about just you knowing that God is God, that is Jehovah Jireh, is Jehovah Nissi, that is Jehovah Elohim. No, it's not. It goes beyond knowing that. The knowing there is about acknowledging Him and obeying His instruction. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when it comes to knowing God, obedience is paramount, is key. And our obedience to every instruction of God makes us to discover more about God. Bible made us to know that there is no man that can, you cannot search the beginning and the end of God. He's a very vast God. But as we acknowledge Him and as we obey His instruction part time, God begins to reveal Himself. And it is that revelation of God that empowers us to be able to do exploit. I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Now, what are the important facts about trusting God? Important fact about trusting God. Psalm chapter 125 and verse 1 says that they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. They that trust in God shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. This also emphasizes the importance of trust in God for us to be able to do exploit. That verse says, they shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. That means they will be ever strong. Nothing can move them. Nothing can displace them. Nothing can take away the purpose and plans of God for their lives. They remain strong, and they're able to accomplish all that God wants them to accomplish in life and in destiny. Now, number one important fact about trusting God is that trust in God is the upgrade of your faith in Him. Trust in God is the upgrade of your faith in Him. Can we open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6? But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of him that diligently seek Him. Now, I want us to know that our trust in God is what helps us to take the required action that makes our faith to work. And that's why we said here that trust in God is the upgrade of your faith. When we have faith, when we believe in the person of God that is able to do, and that we believe that which He has promised us is able to do it, it is our trust in His word that will now help us to take the required action that will bring about the result of of the manifestation of the promises of God for our lives. Praise the Lord. Now, if we look at the case of the three Hebrew men, they didn't just have faith in God alone. It was their trust in God that moved them to declare to the king and say, "See, you, no matter what you want to do, whether you've decided to throw us into this burning furnace, whatever it is you want to do, we believe our God and we know that He's able to save us." That is one of the things that trust in God gives us. It helps us to be able to take the required action that backs up our faith. Tell your neighbor, take the required action. But it doesn't come cheaply. You have to trust God before that can happen. And I want us to know that faith is believing that God is who God says He is, and that what God can do, only God can do it. But trust takes things a step further, and it is making the willful choice to trust God that will do what He has promised. So it is very important that we don't trade our trust in God for anything. We don't trust in man and then leave our trust in God. Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 that we read, that we should trust in God with all that we have. Can we open to Proverbs 35, please? Trust in God, in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. So this is extremely important. And another important fact about trusting God is that it is to be absolutely dependent on God regardless of the situation. It is to be absolutely dependent on God regardless of the situation. Now, it is saying that God is God regardless of the prevailing situation. Now, if we look at the life of Job so much trusted God, or trusting God, that despite all that the devil tried to do just to make him lose his trust and his faith in God, he never did. He was so determined. He absolutely depended and trusted in God despite the situation that he was facing. Many of us will think that with that kind of temptation or with that kind of challenge and troubles that came upon Job, he should have just cursed God and died. But because of his absolute trust in God, he remained steadfast in God. And we all know what happened. The Lord multiplied, the Lord restored in multiple fold everything that the enemy took away from him. So this is extremely important. We need to trust in God. We need to trust in God if we really want to enjoy exploit. Another important fact about trust in God is that it is the force that makes you to live at the mercy of God and believe in his person. It is the force that makes you to live at the mercy of God and believe in his person. Those that trust in God, they are never put to shame. That's what Romans chapter 10 verse 11 told us, that anyone who trusts in God can never be put to shame. And that's why they enjoy the mercies of God. Why? Because of their trust in God and their belief in the person of God. They constantly enjoy support from God. They enjoy backings from heaven. Why? Because their trust is not in their money. Their trust is not in their career. Their trust is not in their parents. Their trust is in God. And Romans 10:11 says that those who trust in God will never be put to shame. This is one of the reasons why we need to put our trust in God if we want to enjoy exploit. Like I said earlier, the strength that Bible referred to in Daniel 11:32b is not the physical strength. It's strength that comes from God, which helps us to achieve the seemingly impossible, things that friends and family never believed that we could achieve. God empowers us to achieve it because we trust in him. Another important fact is that trust in God is the secret to heaven's intervention. Trust in God is the secret to heaven's intervention. Next is that trust in God is the secret that eradicates frustration and invites solid expansion in one's life. Trust in God is the secret that eradicates frustration and invites solid expansion in one's life. Those that trust in God, like I said earlier, they can never be disappointed because God is always there for them. When the three Hebrew guys trusted God, God showed up for them. And as many that trusted God, God always showed up for them. I pray the Lord will show up for you and I tonight in the name of Jesus. Another important fact is that trusting God is what establishes your purpose and validates your motive and then put an end to negative company. I come again. Trust in God is what establishes your purpose, validates your motive, and put an end to negative company. Jeremiah 29:11 made us to know, God told us there, that I know the plans that I have towards you, the plan of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, it is our trust in God that makes those plans and purpose of God to be established in our lives. When we trust God, we receive the establishment of those plans and purpose. And then our trust in God also validates our motive. When we trust God, you don't impress people, or you don't try to, what's the word? When you trust God, it helps you to have the right motive. And by right motive, it means you are not there to show off or to impress people, because you know that everything you have is not by your own power. It is from God's strength. So it gives us the right motive when we come for Thanksgiving, as we came yesterday. You come with an attitude of gratitude because you know that everything you have, everything that you are, and everything that you will ever be is as a result of the help of God. So that helps us to have the right motive in everything we do. Not that we think, no, this one I've accomplished it because of my certificate. It's because I'm a first-class student. That's why I got the job. No. When we trust God, it gives us the right motives, and it helps us to know that everything that we have is by the mercies of God. Praise the Lord. And our trust in God as well also put an end to negative company. When we trust God and walk in His ways, obviously it makes sure that we are divinely connected with the right people part-time. Our trust in God makes sure that we are divinely connected with the right people part-time. And lastly, trust in God guarantees peace and gives a promise of a good life. Trust in God guarantees peace and gives promise of a good life. Trust in God guarantees peace and gives a promise of a good life. Those that trust in God, they don't struggle for anything. Why? Because it's God that fights for them. It's God that works out things for them. So they don't have anything to trouble themselves about. They are not bothered by any situation or circumstances that may come their way, because they know that, this is my God. I know He will sort it out. I trust my God that this situation is just a walkover. So that's one of the reasons why it is extremely important that we put our trust in God. We put our trust in God. Now we'll be going further and we'll look into the examples of people that trusted in God and did exploits. Number one is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, according to Daniel chapter 3, verse 14 to 30. Daniel chapter 3, verse 14 to 30. We'll not be able to read that scripture. But from there, we know that these people trusted God so much that when they were even being challenged with death, when they knew that the consequences of their disobedience to man would bring death, they trusted God and they knew that, no, the God they served is able to deliver them from the power of death. And we could see how God turned around things for them. When the enemy meant evil for them, the Lord turned the evil for good for them. Why? Because they trusted in God. Another person that trusted in God, another example we are considering, is Peter, according to Luke chapter 5, and from verse 1 to 7. Luke chapter 5, and from verse 1 to 7. Can we read verse 6? And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Sorry, please, let's take it from verse 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Praise the Lord. We can see how trusting God delivered to Peter effortlessly what they had toiled all through the night. He's an experienced fisherman, but his experience could not really give him results. But when God stepped into the situation, and by him trusting in the word of Jesus, everything turned around. And they caught so much fishes that their net broke, and they began to call for help. And that is going to be someone experiencing this month in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you a net-breaking testimonies in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you a net-breaking exploit in the name of Jesus. Now, I want us to know that we don't come trying God. We come trusting God. We don't come trying God. We come trusting God. Those that come trying God tries to put God to test, and obviously they will not get any result. Those that tries God, they try to put God to test, and that way they can never get any result. Because the Bible made us to know that we shall not test the Lord our God. When we do that, we don't get results. So as believers, we are not meant to try God. Like, let me just try Him. If he doesn't do it, I will just move on to maybe look for other alternatives. when we try God, it makes what that means is that God is not really the primary thing. He's not the principal thing. And once God is not the principal thing, then God will not come in. He will not step in. It was because the three Hebrew guys had God as their only option. They didn't have any other option. And as a result, God showed up for them. So anytime we have God as an option and they have something else as a backup option, God will not intervene in such a case, because it shows clearly that you just want to try God. If you try him and nothing is coming for, then you try something else. So we must not come to try God. We must trust in God. We must put our absolute trust in him, because that's really what will give us the result that we want. That's what will help us to enjoy the support of heaven and will make us to achieve great exploits in life. I also want us to know that it's either we trust in God or we look up to man. You can never be neutral. You cannot be on the fence. You cannot say, I want to trust God 60%, then I will trust man 40%. No, it's not possible. So it's either that you trust God or you trust man. And we all know what happens when a man puts his trust in another man. He would definitely be disappointed. He would definitely be disappointed. It is our trust, our absolute trust, 100% trust in God, that makes us to enjoy the help of God and the support of God for us to accomplish great exploits in life. Praise the Lord. So how do we access exploit via trust in God? Number one is that we must feed our faith, study the word, feed on the word of God. Tell your neighbor, feed on the word of God so that you can feed your faith. It is the word of God that sustains our faith. So we must make sure that we continually and constantly feed on the word of God. And then we must starve our fear. We must starve our fear, because the Bible made us to know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but that of power, that of love, and that of a sound mind. So that means anytime we exercise fear, it's not from God. There's a spirit of fear, and it's not from God. It's from the devil. So with the understanding of the scripture we have, anytime it looks like we are afraid, we must use the word of God to chase away that spirit of fear. We must put our absolute trust in the word of God and allow that word to produce faith in our heart. And I pray the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Another thing, another access to exploit via trusting God is to avoid worry and anxiety. Avoid worry and anxiety. Can we open to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25 to 34? Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, not yet for your body. What ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit into his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and to tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Praise the Lord. That's talking about how God is so determined to make sure that we lack nothing good. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father of all, from God, the Father of all, in whom there is no shadow of turning, in whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. God is ever ready, ever present to give us all that we need. But we must not allow anxiety and worry to deprive us of all that God has promised us. Now, from what we have read now, it showed clearly to us that by worrying, we cannot, worry does not change the situation. It only compounds the problem. Because when we worry, it affects us mentally, it affects us health-wise, it affects us physically. We can't even think right again. And that is why it is important that we must, whatever it is, we must not allow that to overwhelm us. We must allow the promises of God to prevail, not the situation to prevail over our lives. So tell your neighbor, avoid worry and anxiety. Number 3, how to access exploit via trust in God. Do not be double-minded. Do not be double-minded. James chapter 1 verse 8 made us to know that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And definitely they can't receive anything from God. A double-minded man cannot receive anything from God. It's just like what I said earlier. They have 60% of their mind to God, 40% of their mind to something else. So as a result of that, they cannot enjoy any exploit from God as a result of trust, because it shows they do not trust God. That's why the Bible says they are unstable. They are not able to accomplish anything. They are not able to do extraordinary things. They are not able to do the seemingly impossible things. Why? Because they are not unstable. God is not able to move through them because they are not unstable. So it's very important that we must not allow any form of doubt. If we want to trust God, then let's trust God 100%. Not that we trust God and we trust something else. That way it will not work. Tell your neighbor, trust God 100%. And lastly, is be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 made us to know that we should pray without ceasing. Now, consistent prayer life is an indication that we trust in God and not in man. Our consistent prayer life is an indication that we trust in God and not in man. It's an indication that we don't have any other options. But when we don't pray, when they call for a program like this and then we don't appear, this program like this comes with fasting, then we decided not to fast, we decided not to show up for prayer, it shows that we really have an alternative or we have an option elsewhere. So our prayer life is what shows clearly that our dependence is totally in God and not in something else. There are some people, their dependence is in the money they have in their account. There are some people, their dependence is in their uncle somewhere that has promised them something. But as long as our dependence is on God, we must establish a relationship with God so that we can enjoy divine strength that will bring about exploit in life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So it's very important that a consistent life of prayer will help us to trust in God. It means we don't depend on our own strength. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. In this 3-day prayer and fasting, the Lord will answer every of our prayers in the name of Jesus. The Lord will answer every of our prayers in the name of Jesus. Tonight we have established that trust in God is paramount to enjoying exploit, to doing exploit, because the strength we receive comes from God. And when we don't trust in God, there's no way we can access that strength. I pray every one of us will access strength from God that will cause us to do exploit in all areas of life in the name of Jesus. Can we bow our head?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.